Gardaí are continuing to investigate the circumstances leading to the deaths of 59-year-old Tig O'Sullivan and his sons 26-year-old Mark and 23-year-old Dermot at the family's farm at Asselis near Kanturk, County Cork on Monday in what's being treated as a suspected murder-suicide case. Assistant State Pathologist Margaret Bolster conducted post-mortem examinations on the bodies of Tig O'Sullivan and his youngest son yesterday, and she's due to conduct one today on the body of Mark O'Sullivan. The body of Mark O'Sullivan was found in the bedroom of his home. The bodies of Tig and Dermot O'Sullivan were found in a field on their farm. We can talk now to Ralph Regal of the Irish Independent, who's covering this story. Good morning, Ralph.
Good morning, Gavin.
In order to find out what happened on Monday, Gardaí will be helped by post-mortem examinations and ballistic examinations. Tell us more.
Yeah, well, the post-mortem examinations are going to be crucial, Gavin. So two of them have been conducted. The third will take place today. And the indications are that in the case of Tig O'Sullivan and Dermot O'Sullivan, there was just a single gunshot involved in each case. Now, as you said, those two bodies were found about 600 metres from the farmhouse at Asselis, which is off the Castlemagner to Kanturk Road in North Cork. And they were found near a ferry fort in a field known as the Fort, and two rifles were found adjacent to the two bodies. The body of Mark O'Sullivan was found in the bedroom of the farmhouse, and it is believed that Mark died first. Now, crucial to the post-mortem for the Gardaí on the body of that of Mark O'Sullivan is going to be precisely how many gunshots were involved in Mark's death. Now, as well as that then, you have forensic evidence, so the entire house is being searched, and you have ballistic evidence, and the ballistic evidence is going to be critical as well on the basis of telling Gardaí which weapons were used, the proximity in which the weapons were used, and how many rounds were used in each case.
There are reports today, and we heard, and it says in the papers, of documents found at the farm. What can you tell us about this?
Yeah, that's correct, Gavin. Well, documentation has been found in two separate locations. There was documentation found within the farmhouse. It was legal in nature, and it tends to support the theory that the Gardaí are investigating, in that this terrible tragedy, which has shocked the entire community, is underpinned by a dispute about land, and particularly about a will and the inheritance of farmland in the area. Now, that was the documentation that was found in the farmhouse, but there was also documentation found in proximity to the bodies of Dermot and Tig O'Sullivan. That's different in nature. That's personal documentation, but it also tends to go towards the toll that was being exacted by this dispute over the inheritance.
Ralph, thank you. That's Ralph Regal of the Irish Independent with the time now at 16 minutes past 8.